Welcome to the RC Noob Podcast. This is episode 66. My name is Tim. Thanks for joining me on this journey through the world of RC. We are a few days removed from Christmas 2019, and we are a few days away from the beginning of 2020. So if you unwrapped a new RC vehicle this holiday season, I hope you got what you were looking for. And if you are new to the hobby, just in it, brand new, like I was a handful and a half of years ago, welcome. It's a great hobby, great community, great people. I love the hobby so much that there's always something new and always something new to discover. Well, I technically didn't unwrap anything new RC related under my Christmas tree this year. I did score an amazing deal on a Charisma M40S kit. It's an on-road kit, so this is a little bit of a departure for me. I'm typically a trail scale individual, but I'm going to shake it up for this next year. I've got some go-fast vehicles planned, and they're going to be some builds, so I'm really looking forward to working on a few of these. One of them, again, is this M40S kit. Picked it up from Hobby Recreation Products, their online store. They had an amazing deal on the kit, as well as a Savox steering servo for under $100. I scored well more than that in savings. So I'm looking forward to that. The kit, I've pretty much been building on it for the last few days and have it to a point where I just need to bolt on the tires, wait for the weather to warm up a little bit, and paint the body and take it for a few laps. But I'm really excited to see how this car handles. It's been a fun project. It's been a fun experience. It's had its moments of frustration, but it's been a really fun project to build. I've learned some things that I need to keep in mind for future builds. But otherwise, it's been a fun build. Every build that I've had so far, starting with the Grasshopper and up to now, has been amazingly fun. So I'm really excited to get that vehicle on the road and see what it can do. For this episode, we are going to focus on a couple small-scale vehicles, though, so we're going to shift gears a little bit, and we'll touch on a few news items and give some thanks to the show sponsors at the end, and we'll call it a day. But we're going to focus right now on two specific small-scale vehicles, small-scale crawlers. 1/24th scale small-scale crawlers are kind of all the rage right now, especially if you're into scale RC and you want to take that fun with you no matter where you go. The 1/24th scale is perfect for just throwing into a bag or a piece of luggage or a backpack. If you're going on a hike, you're going on a walk, you're going on vacation, you're at a hotel, really anywhere. You can drive these vehicles anywhere, indoors, outdoors. They, for the most part, can handle a lot. There were two vehicles released this year in 2019 that I'm going to focus on right now, and that's the first was Axial's SCX24, released first as a deadbolt and most recently as a Jeep Wrangler Rubicon. The SCX24 is a, like I said, 1/24th scale, a shrunk down version of the SCX10. Now, the SCX24, for my money, is one of the best, if not the best, small-scale crawlers on the market today. And I have driven a lot of them. I've driven and own a Proline Ambush 4x4. That was my first foray and entry into this small-scale crawling scene. That vehicle is great, but it's not perfect. And you have the ECX Barrage, a good trail runner, but not much of a crawler. That then kind of leads the way into Charisma's MSA1E. That vehicle really, for me, was the first to nail the look, feel, and attitude of a small-scale crawler. When you look at what you get from a 1/10th scale or larger crawler, you know, it just has everything. It has that attitude. It has the right handling, beautiful articulation, but it still was missing a few things. The SCX24, I feel, checks a lot of the boxes. It's not perfect, but it's pretty darn close. Now, the Deadbolt is the model that I have. I'm on the fence about maybe picking up a Jeep Wrangler Rubicon version as well, just because I like how fun those vehicles are. Anyway, the Deadbolt, it looks just amazing from a look standpoint. When you get into performance, that's when you really, your jaw hits the floor with what this vehicle can do. Now, you may just want to stick to indoor driving with these vehicles because of their size, and that's fine. I've had the SCX24 driving over toys that my kids haven't picked up. I've had it driving over pillows. I've had it driving over blankets. I've set up some boxes in the basement. I've set up some wood scrap piles and rock piles, and it's handled everything with little effort, very little effort. I've also had this machine outside, and it, whether it's on an actual trail or whether it's just driving through a rock bed, this machine just keeps motoring. It's got amazing torque. It's got decent amount of top end speed. You know, again, you're not really going for speed with these small scale vehicles, especially the crawlers, but it's got a decent amount of top end speed. And I've had it hill climbing. I've had it hill climbing on some pine needles, which I've had some 1/10 scale vehicles on. And the pine needles really provide a slippery, tricky surface because it's hard to get grip on something that's constantly moving. But the SCX24, again, just motors through it. Actually had the SCX24 and the MSA1E out earlier this year. And both of those vehicles just performed flawlessly. They did everything I wanted to do with them, and then and more. But SCX24 just, it like I said earlier, it checks a lot of boxes. It looks great. It looks very scale. The tires are a little bit tall, maybe too tall for my taste, but they work and they provide the ground clearance that you need. Axial did a really great job designing the chassis of this vehicle as well. It's got a steel ladder frame chassis, four-link suspension, very minimal minimal bulk when it comes to the axle housings. And that really shows up when you're climbing over obstacles. You're not getting hung up on things as much as you could be if you're driving other vehicles with maybe beefier axle housings and undercarriage elements. So for me, the SCX24 is an amazing, amazing vehicle, amazing indoor crawler, amazing outdoor crawler, and it's priced at a very attractive price point. Now, I believe the price is $109.99 for the Deadbolt, $119.99 for the Jeep Wrangler Rubicon version. Still, you're getting the same base vehicle underneath. You know, the chassis is the same between the two. Just amazing, amazing vehicle. Now, on the other side, you've got Charisma's MSA1E. Now, the MSA1E came out in 2018. Well, I would say later part of this year, 2019, they released the Gen 2 or the second generation model. And 90 to 95% of this truck is the same. It has the same ladder frame chassis setup, nylon frame rails, four-link suspension, a lot. You know, when you look at all these different models, no matter what you're looking at, you're going to get the same basic setup, with the exception of maybe the Ambush 4x4 from Proline. They ended up doing, or opted to do leaf suspension or leaf spring suspension rather than four-link suspension. Every other model that you're going to see, though, 1/24th scale wise, is going to have that four-link suspension. Charisma, again, same deal. Four-link suspension, nylon chassis components, same tires, you know, same tire size, tire softness, body style changed a little bit. They went with a 1976 Ford F-150 body. Charisma just blows me away with their detail and their attention to detail when it comes to bodies. Even on the small scale rig, it's really cool to see what they've done with it. Now, a lot of the Ford F-150 details and modeling has to do with the decals that are on it. But again, they did a beautiful job with the body. Now, the changes, why it's a Gen 2 versus just a new bodied classic MSA1E, is they made some changes to the motor and they made some changes to the gearing. So this vehicle is a lot more dialed in when it comes to crawling performance. It has a lot more torque. It has a lot more low end to mid range power. I've had a drag race between the 2019 model and the 2018. The 2018 will smoke the 2019 off the line and just keep on going. And that's fine. The changes that have been made for 2019 on the MSA1E are perfect when you're looking at crawling. And that's really what I want to do with this vehicle, is see what it can do, crawl it, trail run it. I don't I'm not looking to win a race. I'm looking to just have fun and get the same 1/10 scale crawling experience in a smaller package. And again, much like Axial, I think the Charisma MSA 1E goes a long, long way in performance. Gen 2 versus Gen 1, I think no matter what vehicle you pick, you're going to get a great package, a great vehicle. There are a few things that I wish they would tweak, and maybe they will for next year or the years beyond. I wish they would make the axle housings a little less obtrusive. Those can tend to get hung up on things where, you know, I mentioned the Axial SCX24, the thinner axle housings, that really plays to the strength of that vehicle, and it really gives that vehicle a benefit and a leg up when it comes to crawling performance. You don't get hung up on as many things as you do with the MSA 1E. Now, that said, the MSA 1E is really powerful on the low end, and it can just pretty much blow through whatever you want. Pricing wise, the MSA 1E is $119.99, same as the Jeep Wrangler Rubicon version of the SCX24. So again, you're in the close to $100 range, $110, $120 range. So if price is really, you know, the deciding factor, you're getting a great vehicle no matter what, because the pricing is the same across the board for those two models. Both vehicles have been a blast to drive. I've had my children driving them. I've been driving them. You know, we'll set up stuff in the house. Like I said, we took them outside. I've got a lot of fun things planned for these vehicles coming up in 2020. And beyond. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what we can do with these vehicles. I'm also looking forward to seeing what Axial and Charisma and other brands do with this space. I think the fact that you've got a number of vehicles in this space, this 1/24th scale crawling market, I think there's an opportunity there to see some competition, to see brands try to one-up each other and continue to push the envelope like we've seen in the 1/10th scale space, crawling space, within the last, you know, 2 if not 3 years. You just had more and more brands jumping in, more and more brands pushing each other forward, both on performance and on price. So I'm really excited to see what the future holds for 1/24th scale crawling as a whole. And I'm also looking forward to seeing what the future holds for Axial and the Charisma small-scale crawlers. I mentioned the tease of news items at the beginning of this show. We're going to touch on a few of them right now, and Lord knows there's going to be more as we keep talking in future episodes. But this year has seen the release of more new models and more teases than I can remember in recent memory. And I'd say within the last 2 to 3 weeks, a couple of the bigger teases and bigger announcements have come from Red Cat Racing and from Axial. Red Cat Racing, they started teasing some pictures of a Gen 8 crawler with no roof, chop top roof, cloth top, exposed cage, and they weren't really pointing to a new product, but they were kind of setting the tone that, hey, there might be more here than we're showing. And sure enough, they ended up releasing a new version of the Gen 8. Now, the Gen 8, one of the three new crawlers that I've driven extensively this year, the other two being Element RC's Enduro Sendero Ready to Run, and also the Traxxas TRX 4 Sport. Now, the Sport, I know, has been around a bit longer than those other two, but I've really spent a lot of time driving that vehicle this year and really have learned to love it even more than I already did. But going back to the Gen 8, for my money, that is, it's one of my favorite vehicles. I just love driving it. I love powering it up. I love hitting the trail with it. I love driving around the yard. I love it so much that we actually sold our Gen 7 and sold a few other parts and pieces and models that we weren't quite using, and picked up another Gen 8 for one of my kids to drive. So now we've got a blue one and we've got an orange one. I love the Gen 8 platform. I love the Gen 8. Just overall, it's a great vehicle. It's a great performer. Again, for my money, you have to go and look pretty hard to find something that is on equal footing. Now, the TRX 4 Sport, I think you're getting an amazing vehicle as well for a little bit more money. And that's not to say that the Element RC Enduro Sendero is also not a great performer. Because it is, you just, I feel you have to do a little bit more to it to get it to the same performance as the Red Cat Gen 8. Anyway, we're talking about the new release from Red Cat Racing, with which is the Gen 8 Axe Edition. Now, for one thing, they axed the roof. So again, that the teaser pictures of or illustrations of that vehicle with the exposed cage and the cloth top, that's what you'll find on the new body for the Gen 8 International Scout. They've taken the roof off, and they've given you that exposed interior, which has details galore. It's got seats, it's got steering wheel, shifter, whole bunch of really cool stuff. So if you're into scale, it's a really great vehicle to start with. In addition to that, they threw in a Hobby Wing Axe brushless system. So it's got a brushless motor, brushless ESC, a 6-channel Fly Sky controller, and receiver. So you can do you can do more things than I can think of right now. Plug in more ports, if you want to run a winch and lights and a plow and a whatever else you want to plug in there, you can do that. So they've really packaged this premium level vehicle quite nicely. And for a premium level vehicle, you're paying a price that I think is sub-premium. So this vehicle is priced at $499.99, $200 more than the classic Gen 8 International Scout, but you're getting a lot more, and you're really getting more than $200 worth in gear. You know, if you priced out that same brushless system and that same radio system, and oh, I forgot about the Reef's RC steering servo. That, you know, I completely forgot about that. I can't believe it slipped my mind. You get that as well. So you're getting well more than $200 worth of add-on accessories all ready for you, all installed, ready to roll. I am very much wanting to get my hands on one of these vehicles. Maybe I will do that in the early part of 2020, but everything I've seen out of this vehicle looks amazing. You have the same, you know, it's the same Gen 8 chassis and platform underneath, so you know you're going to get that really solid performance. I've seen and really appreciated the feedback and the fact that Red Cat seems to listen to the audience and listen to their community. So if people have issues and if they, you know, suggest changes, I've seen changes being made to this vehicle slowly throughout the year, and it's just really refreshing to see a brand listen to their customers like that. So I hope nothing but great things for Red Cat Racing going into 2020. And much like heading into 2019, I think they've got another hit on their hands with the Gen 8 Axe Edition. Now, Red Cat Racing isn't the only one to be releasing new vehicles right at the tail end of 2019. Axial came out with the re-release of their SMT 10, which is their monster truck, and they've now released it in not only ready to run, but also in a kit form. So if you want to build your own 10th scale monster truck, you can go ahead and do that. Or if you want to just buy one and have the Gravedigger body on it and run it like that, you can do that as well. From what I've seen, comparing the specs between the two, comparing the components between the two, they are the same. So the original SMT 10, much like this new revised 2019 version. However, you're going to get Spectrum Electronics and you know, Horizon Hobbyified electronics in this newer model. But that's not the only new thing. So the price also has dropped. So for $199.99, you can get the kit. For $299.99, you can get the ready-to-run model. So that's cheaper than the original when it came out handful of years ago. So if you're into monster trucks, that's a really great thing to look at. Again, you can build your own with a kit, or you can get one ready to run. You can modify both of them if you want. But I think the price point is beautiful on both of those. I've seen a resurgence and a just an energy behind RC monster trucks this year. And I think that is going to continue on into the next year. So we'll see what all transpires from that. Well, I kicked off the show by talking about a couple of kit projects that I'm working on. I've fully released the details on one. That's that Charisma M40S. Another is going to be coming up. It's going to be a short course truck. It's going to be from Proline. So you can probably connect the dots there. It's going to be a Proline Pro Fusion 4x4 kit. I'm really looking forward to that. And the folks at Proline are the ones that are hooking me up with all of the parts and pieces, at least from the Proline side, that I need for that. And right now I'm kind of scoping out electronics for that model. I'm looking forward to that. I've got a racetrack not too far from where I work and where I live here in Wisconsin that I'm going to take this vehicle to at some point, maybe in the fall of this year, maybe sooner, or in fall of next year, I should say, 2020. But I'm looking forward to working on that kit when it arrives. And again, as with all of these things I'm talking about, whether it's the M40S build or the upcoming Pro Fusion build, you'll find that information on rcnoob.com. You can find information on those vehicles and my experiences with those at rcnoob.com. If you want to learn more about the small-scale vehicles I talked about, you can find that information at smallscalerc.com. And, well, for anything else RC-related, head to rcnoob.com or smallscalerc.com to learn more. So, I cannot wrap up this episode without thanking the folks at ProLine. I mentioned that they're hooking me up with a lot of goodies and gear for that Pro Fusion build. They have also hooked me up with a number of items that I've reviewed this year, including some of my most recent reviews of their Grunt 1.9-inch crawler tires. We put a set of those on the Charisma Lynx. I love the look. I love the performance. They really suit that vehicle quite well with its military SWAT styling. Those tires are just perfect for that. Really enjoyed having those mounted on that vehicle. Really enjoyed seeing the performance that those tires offer, even though they are a little bit smaller. They really do a great job. And they also hooked me up with a set of their new Rock Shooter composite beadlocked 1.9-inch, again, but they have an aluminum face and plastic backing. So you're really getting the best of both worlds. You're getting the durability of plastic, but you're getting that nice fit and finish and beautiful, just beautiful face of aluminum, raw aluminum. So I've put a set of those on the Element Enduro. That vehicle is going to be swapped over to a Dodge Ram Charger body, which again, they've hooked me up with. Again, I'm waiting for weather to improve a little bit so I can head outside with some rattle cans and spray paint the body. But I'm really looking forward to getting that project wrapped up. I've got a lot of projects heading into 2020. I'm really looking forward to seeing how they all end up and how they all wrap up. And a lot of them have to do with painting. My RC body painting and design skills are going to be challenged quite a bit as we head into 2020 with all of this painting and all these new bodies I have piling up on my workbench. But it's going to be a fun project or process for all of them, and I'm looking forward to each and every project. So we will we'll see how all those turn out. Fingers crossed they all equal what my mental vision is for all of them. Thank you to ProLine Racing for hooking me up with all of these goodies. And as listeners of the RC New podcast, you can benefit as well. You can save 10% on your next purchase at ProLineRacing.com. Simply use coupon code RCNoobAP10 when you check out. You can save 10% off your entire order. Again, bodies, tires, wheels, kits, you name it. ProLine has just about anything you could be looking for or wanting in terms of aftermarket parts, whether you're hitting the trail with a scaler or hitting the track with a short course truck or a buggy. They've got a lot, and I can't say enough for their support of rcnoob.com and the podcast. So thank you to the folks at ProLine. Again, that coupon code for 10% off is rcnoobap10. With that, I'm going to wrap up this episode of the RC New Podcast. It might be the last one of 2019, but there will be much more heading into 2020. I still have a couple model reviews to talk about, so we'll be doing that in future episodes, along with a couple kit reviews and you know, everything else, whatever I'm working on at the time, you'll get to hear about it. So if you have a topic that you want me to talk about or do some research on, be sure to let me know. You can find ways to contact me by heading to rcnoob.com, or you can find me on social networks such as Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. If you want to listen to the show from the very beginning, you can do that through rcnoob.com. Go to rcnoob.com, click on the podcast link in the menu, and you'll find every episode of the show from number 1 to number 66 and beyond. If you want to subscribe to the show, you can do that through Google, through iTunes, through your favorite podcasting app. Simply search for the RC Noob Podcast. So until next time, keep your batteries charged up, keep your nitro topped off, and we'll talk with you later.